It's time for Nugget and Al's Who the Hell Is That?
Sure is.
It is.
Lady Alana's back.
2 points all. It wasn't a great round yesterday.
It was a garbage start. Hello, Lanzi.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, no, it was terrible yesterday.
We weren't in fine form.
No.
And we both half got each other's when we stole it, I think, that's too.
Right.
And so no one got
any
points.
And I still feel like I need to apologise for my rendition of Coldplay's Fix You.
Don't apologise, that made my week.
We got complaints. It didn't go down well. No singing today, though. Albie's going to play us a well-known voice. If we can get it without a clue, we get 2 points. If we need a clue, 1 point. As always, ladies first.
All right, your first mystery voice, Alana.
I don't care about how people what people think about me out there unless they think I'm mean or something, but I don't care if they think I'm like someone else because I know I'm not. I'm a total weirdo. I'm just trying to sell music and get on with my real life.
Honestly, at the very start, I thought it was Carrie Bickmore, and then I couldn't get her out of my head even once
you
I realised it
Carrie
wasn't
Bickmore.
Her.
Yeah, actually, there's a Bickmore-ness to that voice.
But then because of
I
her
think
tone,
I'm ready to steal.
Oh, ooh. No, but then I was like, oh, no. Can I get a hint?
Quirky female singer.
Well, she said I'm a bit weird.
Yeah, I'm
and,
doubly
and
ready
musician.
To steal.
That was already in the... Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to say quirky female singer. Mm. Goodness. Oh, is it Montaigne?
Is that Kate Miller-Heidke? Oh, it's not.
No.
You were already blowing up.
The answer is Sia.
Oh.
I'm just giving myself some applause
no,
here.
You're applauding your own effort. Just,
all right.
Again, strong start.
Sorry,
your
everyone.
First mystery voice, Nugget.
You just don't know. I was young. And, you know, hopefully over, you know, 8 years, you grow and you evolve as a person, not only, you know, in your work environment and what you do musically.
I've got no idea, so I need a clue, please.
Okay. Rose to prominence on a Australian Idol.
Oh, Alana.
The only people from Australian Idol I know are Guy Sebastian and Nolsey, and it's neither one of those, so I've... No, I got nothing. All yours, Lanzi.
Anthony Kalia? Yeah!
She gets the first point of the evening. Well done.
Thanks.
Wow. This is rough.
That I pulled
what is
that
wrong
out.
With us this week?
Yeah.
This is not going well.
Okay. Second voice, Alana.
I make some breakfast. I try and cook now. It's a thing I'm trying to do. Not going too well. And then I write music and I feel like, oh, I've totally forgot about the last 8 months of my life.
Is it Carrie Bickmore?
It sounds very... I'm just trying to think of a young Australian musician. Is it G-Flip?
What the hell is G-Flip?
G-Flip?
Is that a new Nokia phone?
No, it's not G-Flip.
Oh.
I'll take a clue, thanks.
Started out as a bit of a busker, came from a homeless sort of background.
Oh, is that Tones and
Tones
I?
And
I? Make some breakfast.
Is that
I
what
try
her speaking
and cook
voice
now.
Is?
It's a thing I'm
It's not as squeaky as I thought it would be.
1 point all. Your chance to pick up 2 points
this
here.
This is like pulling teeth today.
Nugget.
I think that's why audiences are responding, because the show is not just a bunch of jokes, you know? There's a story behind it. There's heaps of funny stuff, but also some poignant moments and some sad moments.
I feel like I should be crying while I answer this, because every single one of his guests does. On Ando's Brush with Fame.
I love Ando's show.
Yeah, that's a... Have you watched that, Lanzi?
No, I haven't.
He's an incredible artist. He does these paintings with a palette knife, but he's interviewing them while he's going. Every guest has cried.
Well, do you know what?
He's amazing.
Mikey from...
Random 30.
Random 30, Mikey. He was telling me, and he doesn't really watch TV other than Home and Away.
Other than Home and Away,
and
yeah.
He was like, actually, this show is amazing. You need to watch it.
Yeah.
The one he's talking about was Ando interviewing Dr. Harry. Really sad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's had some...
Everyone cries. Literally every guest has cried on that show.
Okay, you didn't even need any help with that
it's
one.
It's very exciting.
So it's 3 points to one.
Let's play the tiebreaker.
This is your chance
Let's
to
get nuts.
Square the ledger. Alana or Nugget, you could have a handy victory here. Jump in when you think you know who this is.
Encourage children in this time to feel relaxed and to feel comfortable. It's quite an anxious time around lots of families all around the world, and so we are doing our best to entertain and educate children during this time.
Look, we normally have a rule, no clues in tiebreakers, but the look Alana and I are sharing of like two confused Labradors. So we might need a clue here for both of us.
She's in a well-known children's singing
Nugget.
Group.
Nugget.
Yes, Nugget.
Nugget.
That's the... I forgot my name for a second. Is that Emma the Yellow Wiggle?
Yes, it is. Emma Wiggle.
Have you guys seen that Uber Eats ad with the Wiggles and
Simon
and Simon Cowell? in our house, we're obsessed with Lockie going and zucchini linguine. We're obsessed with it.
I've never seen it. Okay,
it's a great ad. It's really, really good.
A 4-1 win for you, Nug. So 6 points to 3 is our tally after game 2 today.
Very exciting. Back tomorrow with movie lines. What's my line?
We shall see you then.
See you then, Lansy.
See ya.